from KQED.
California's wine industry has some new recruits, military veterans. Valor Winery was started by a few guys from the Iraq War. And to kick off this Veterans Day weekend, KQED's Arthi Shahani has this taste of their new venture.
I say Sangiovese wine grapes, and you probably don't think veterans. Joshua Lane is trying to change that.
Welcome to Valor Winery. Would you like to start at the beginning?
Lane is a 28-year-old former Marine who's made a major career change. With $5,000 in savings and a bunch of credit cards, he and fellow military buddies started this company, Valor Winery.
Right now I'm using very hot water to rinse and sanitize our bottling machine here.
Valor grows grapes on 5 acres in Livermore, California, and also buys from local growers. The vets make and bottle wine in this warehouse at the far corner of an industrial park. Lane doesn't talk much about his service. When pressed, he remembers this one time in Fallujah, Iraq. His company was caught in an alleyway. The enemy opened fire. Civilians ran into the sandstone buildings for cover.
I was carrying a light machine gun at the time, and I shot down a house with a lot of rounds and eliminated that threat so my squad can get out and we can kind of regroup where our unit was.
Valor Winery is another effort to regroup for the veterans who are now returning home. Co-founder Kevin Franklin, a medic in Iraq, says it's a safe place for many who don't trust veteran services.
If I go up to a doc asking, hey, look, I'm freaking out, I'm losing it, you know, I'm looking for help, well, that could be on your permanent record. Have you ever been committed or anything like that? When in reality, all you were looking for is a friend to talk to.
The founders want Valor to be 100% by and for vets. The company doesn't make enough to offer much full-time work, so dozens of vets have gotten part-time gigs, harvesting grapes for other vineyards, bottling here, pouring wine at events. Hiring only vets raises unique management challenges. One man had his lower body blown off in war, so Lane needs to get him a special wheelchair. Many vets struggle with alcoholism, so Lane finds himself giving this lecture quite a bit.
You can go out and get hammered, fine, but do not forget the fact that when you're out there, you represent my company.
Valor Winery is named after the cherished military virtue, but veterans making wine? That defies the delicate, cultivated image of California's wine industry. While political parties and police departments are starting to buy the Valor brand, local restaurants rarely bite. Valor's chief of marketing is Lane's grandfather, Korean War vet George Lane, and he gets a lot of...
Oh, we just ordered some from blah, blah, and it's been very disappointing, but we keep plugging away, and we're going to do it.
So how are they doing? I went to an expert.
My name is Blake Gray. I am the world's best online wine writer.
W. Blake Gray is part of the California Wine Establishment, and I asked him to do a blind taste test. He brought a bottle from the vineyards of Italy. I brought Valor's signature Sangiovese. He doesn't know which is which.
I'm not going to say it's exciting. At this point, I would call it competent.
And the next wine?
Left is very powerful. The lead guitarist jumping in to join the band.
The verdict?
I, given the choice, would probably have both of these in front of me for the whole meal and see which I like better at the end. But I'm betting at this point it would be right. Yes.
The one on the right is the Valor label. Back at the winery, after a couple of hours of bottling and dropping a few bottles, the younger Lane pours everyone a drink. For the California Report, I'm Arthi Shahani in Livermore.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Olivia Hubert-Allen, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and Chad McClymans. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, Tyke Hendricks, and Bruce Kuhn. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.